You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Here on Metal Shop, that was a band by the name of Deathbed Confessions. Of course, you've heard them on Metal Shop before. They're friends of the show. Haven't been up for a couple years, so we wanted to refresh your memories of the awesomeness from Tacoma. Seamless by Deathbed Confessions, and we welcome... We welcome...
Damien, not DK.
DK.
I know. He's got an alter ego. We got Damien from Deathbed in here, the vocalist, and his wife, Ashley, who's also in a rad band called Kyberox.
I almost called you DK.
Oh, that's all right. I go by that, too.
Cool.
It's all good.
Well, we got you guys in here because you got an art show and a show show.
Yeah,
all combined
man.
Into one coming up here.
Super stoked.
Friday, March 30th.
Yep, the 30th. This coming Friday at the Swiss in Tacoma. Got a bunch of art on display, a bunch of recent paintings and some sculpture stuff, and then also a bunch of rad bands to play.
So basically you get to show everyone how awesome you are, Damien.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. I know you've been working really hard, man. And he's also one of the best tattoo artists I've ever seen.
Oh, man. I've seen...
Damien kills it.
Oh.
I know you did some moving around. What are you, studio tattoo, like shop are you in?
I just work by appointment now. You can hit me up on Facebook or Instagram or email.
And you should.
Yeah, what's your Instagram? Because we got to follow you, man, because I've seen some artwork that you did on Clay, our friend Clay over at El Corazon. You did a Chucky doll.
Yeah, we're getting ready to do his whole throat here pretty soon.
Ooh, that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Clay,
yep.
Give him a little throat flick.
Well, then I guess he'll be further jobless or unemployable. But he'll
be at El Corazon.
So, there you go.
The Swift down in Tacoma, it's 1904 Jefferson Avenue, Friday, March 30th. Deathbed Confessions, Kyberox, Swamp Heavy.
Swamp Heavy, yeah.
And then what's the deal with DJ Damo? Damo?
Damo.
Damo.
Yeah. He's actually, he started off as a client of mine, and he's a super dope DJ. And I just thought it'd be fun to bring him in, like play some party music between bands.
Hell yeah.
Some Montel Jordan.
This is how we do it.
Yeah, exactly.
I got five on it.
Yep.
All that stuff.
Dude, Return of the Mac by Mark Morrison.
Well, this is taking a non-metal turn here.
So, but it's going to be killer because Deathbed Confessions, you guys are going to be headlining, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Okay, and Kyber Rocks, Ashley, your band, this is going to be, how many shows do you guys have under your...
Belt.
Yes.
So, we've got under 10.
Okay.
And this is our second show playing with Damien's band, Deathbed Confessions.
That's awesome.
It's definitely fun. It's like the romance behind it, the fact that we're together.
Yeah.
And our bands get to play together, the most fun.
You know
what's funny is I sing in my band, she sings in her band, but we also do a project together, but it's like a trip hop.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dude.
That's cool. Wow.
Yeah.
You guys are very diverse. I like that. What's the deal with you guys started a trip hop band together?
Yeah,
I just have to hear this for fun.
Like when we got together, she could sing, and I used to do a bunch of hip hop production and stuff back in the day. And so I was like, man, we gotta make some music together. So
sounds
we
like
did
some baby making music.
Our first like test, our first test song was a cover of
"You're All I Need."
You're All I Need from Method Man and Mary J. Blige.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but we slowed down the tempo and made it all sexy.
We're gonna talk more about your band, Ashley, here in a little bit, but we're gonna play another Deathbed Confession song again Friday, March 30th. Ryan and I, when we were recording this in and listening to it, we were both like out loud, like, damn, man, you guys really stepped it up. And it's been a couple years since the EP came out.
Yeah.
And you know, we've heard it before, but it had been a while, and we were both like, god damn, man, you guys are getting
it. Sounds like
awesome.
Old school hardcore influences kind of coming in. You guys are taking some direction from some other bands and taking some inspiration from some other sources that I haven't heard in your music before. It's great. It's
thank
awesome.
You thank you.
So this track is called XSNXS.
Called Excess in Excess.
Oh. Excess in Excess. I get it. All right. Yeah. All right.
See, Hooked on Phonics worked for us.
Yep, exactly. So right. Here's Deathbed Confession. See them March 30th, this coming Friday at the Swiss in Tacoma. All you South Enders, I want to see you out there. It's going to be an art show and a metal show. So here's Deathbed Confessions on Metal Shop.
A little love, everything. Yeah!
but there's never enough.
Metal Shop, you just heard Deathbed Confessions. Excess in Excess. I got it now.
We got it.
Man, that's so good. Seriously, really, really good stuff. That's the song we were talking about that we were jamming earlier.
Stepping up those riffs.
Yeah, man.
Aww, super, thanks, super guys.
Good. We got Damien in here from Deathbed Confessions and Ashley from Kyber Rocks. They're playing a show Friday, March 30th at the Swiss in Tacoma. I've never been to the Swiss. I still haven't been there yet.
Yeah, tell us the vibe. Is it a bar?
Oh, it's rad. They've been there for, I don't even know, early
1900s. It's a beautiful old building.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's old school Tacoma history.
And it's filled with art. They got like truly pieces, local artists. Wow. It's packed.
So yeah, you picked the right place for your art show.
Yeah, I mean, they asked me if I wanted to do like an artist of the month thing.
Wow.
And then I don't like to half-ass anything, so I was like, well, let's make it a show.
Yeah. So, you got to toss your own vibe on it. Deathbed Confessions, playing with Kyber Rocks and Swamp Heavy. Let's talk a little bit about your art for a second before we jump into Kyber Rocks. How long have you been an artist? Like, your whole life?
Man, my whole life. Yeah. Earliest memories in life were pencil and paper.
Okay.
Yep.
Do you did you ever like do markers on the wall as a kid? Crayons on the wall or anything? Were you a respectful youngin'?
I did take some car keys and carve a bunch of stuff into my mom's paint job on our car one time when I was a little kid.
Yeah. Is that the only time that your art's gotten you in trouble?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I probably, yep.
Okay.
That he wants to discuss on the radio.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's your preferred medium? Because we know you do tattoos. And
I like to be all over the place. I know some artists that think that you should only specialize in a specific genre or like style.
Right.
And I'm all across the board. I do sculptures and paintings, and I tattoo for a living. It just depends on my mood. So some of the stuff that I have up right now, I have some canvas paintings. I have a couple new things that I'm experimenting with where I'm actually painting inside of Lucite plastic.
Wow.
So I'll pour a layer, paint a layer, pour a layer of the plastic, and so it has a lot of depth to it.
You're blowing my mind, man.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
It's pretty cool. I'm still experimenting with it, but I'm happy with the pieces I've done so far.
That's the hard part with radio and art. Like, we need to post up a link right now.
Yeah, it's hard to describe, and it's not as such a visual thing when we're just talking over the radio, but we'll post some of it on our social media and go ahead and give us a follow.
The one other thing I wanted to ask you before we move on, this guy builds NES emulator cabinets and coffee tables and stuff.
That's cool.
This seriously blew my mind. And when you put that first one up for sale, dude, I was nano millimeters away from just taking that off.
I decided not to sell it because I'm going to design and build some even better ones.
God, this guy, right?
All right.
Yeah. No, it's super fun. That thing has like 14,000 games on it.
That's what I'm saying. Crap. So we'll post a link to that too. You have to check that out. And I know people listening would be like, yeah, I'll take one right now. I'll take one.
Sweet, I can stop tattooing.
So you're listening to Metal Shop, and we're talking all about the Art of Decay exhibition on Friday, March 30th, and that was Damien, but not only is his band going to be performing, but we also have Kyber Rocks, and before I talk about Kyber Rocks, I want to say we also have a listener, Ashley. She's a listener of Metal Shop. She used to go to her job late night and jam Metal Shop. Tell us about listening to Metal Shop going to like graveyard shift.
So I used to be an in-home caregiver, and some of the shifts would be anywhere from, you know, after 10 at night till 6-7 in the morning, till the next caregiver could relieve me. And
just whenever they need you.
Yeah, and that's like when you need to get the most pumped up, because you never know what you're going to walk into. You're like, they could be sleeping or they could be trying to burn the house down. So listening to Metal Shop gets your blood
pumping.
It's good
theme music. Yeah.
And then you're there and you're ready to handle it, you know?
Yeah.
So what was the wildest thing that you saw or did there?
Are you allowed to talk about it?
Non-disclosure, healthcare.
Sign a lot of HIPAA laws.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
I mean, everything from people trying to break in their own car to go driving.
You ever get punched in the face?
No, but I've been slapped. My hair's been pulled.
Yep.
Everything else. Had to chase clients down the street.
You have the patience of a saint. Yeah.
I do.
And that's metal to get you pumped up.
Mm-hmm.
But, so tell us a bit about Kyber Rocks.
Yeah, Kyber Rocks. I want to start with the name, because this is like nerd fantasy stuff, and I love it.
So the name, so we needed a band name, and they kind of came up with it and decided we love Star Wars and the Kyber crystal, which is used in the lightsabers. So they went with Kyber, and then hugs and kisses because we love each other.
Yes,
so
it's even better.
That's a zero X at the end.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's the best band name story I've ever heard.
Yeah. Thank you.
That rules.
And it's nice. I mean, we haven't found anyone that's had that band name yet, so no cease and desists have come our way. It's nice.
Amen. Got to get that copyright.
Yeah. Yeah. Copyright 2018. Yeah.
Totally.
So your Go Slow EP came out in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
What are your guys' plans? You said you got like less than 10 shows on. What's going on for the rest of the year with you guys?
So we're going to tour.
Oh, you're hitting the road.
Not yet.
Yeah.
So we're going to do like a lot of local stuff right now, and our drummer is having a baby in July.
Oh, congratulations. Unnamed drummer?
To Aaron and Reno.
It's Aaron.
Reno, I love Reno.
Reno.
Well, his name's Reno Dave, but
okay.
We call him Reno. And so after July, we're going to probably take a little bit of a break, work on some new music, and then hopefully we'll hit the road, and hopefully in a year or so, maybe hit overseas.
That's
my plan.
That's the goal. Mm-hmm. It's like a funded vacation where you get to play music.
Yeah, well, we get so many album sales overseas. It's like, why not if that's where the market is?
Yeah, so what's the deal with that? Like, is there a particular country that's like super into you? Or
I think Germany and France have been downloading a lot. So
there's like the big in Japan thing. You guys are big in France.
Yeah. Which
rules.
Is great. I have a French last name. Like, let's do it.
Boom. That could be the connection.
Do you speak French? Do you speak French or German, either you guys?
Not really. Just like the typical, like, well, I can say oui.
Guten Tag.
Parlez-vous français?
Yeah.
I can say Deschaudant.
That's
her last name.
Oh, see, there you go. That's speaking French right now here on Metal Shop.
Freedom fries, damn it.
Friday, March 30th, The Art of Decay. Are you going to have your pieces for sale stuff? I saw you giving away something.
Well, I'm going to give away one of the bigger pieces because I just thought it'd be fun.
Yeah,
so,
hell yeah.
But there's no price tags on anything. If people make you an offer. Yeah, then.
That's more than $1.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Give you 20 McNuggets.
Sold.
All right.
Perfect. Cool. And then sponsored by Lagunitas, too.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Lagunitas
they
hopped
got some
on
good
board.
Beer, man.
From what I understand, I don't really know what all it's going to entail, but from what I understand, they're going to put a brand new IPA on IPA on tap and provide some swag for us to give away.
Awesome.
Some beers, some art, some metal. It's going to be killer. And it's the Art of Decay exhibition on Friday, March 30th at the Swiss in Tacoma. Anything you guys want to say before we end the little segment with you guys and play some Kyber Rocks?
Yeah.
Super stoked for the show. Thank you to Swamp Heavy for hopping on.
Yeah, they're going to be on the dub sack later tonight.
Yep,
too.
We'll be playing them.
Yep, those guys are rad. Should be a party.
Ashley?
Party on.
Ashley, last words?
Well, thank you guys for having us out here. This is fun. Like I said, this is bucket list. I mean, going from listening to Metal Shop to being on it.
Yeah, you made it.
Come true.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations, you guys. And
thank you.
Great music. We're going to play some Kyber Rocks right now off the Go Slow EP. Kyber Rocks, KYBEROX.
Yes.
Strawberry Wizard is the song. Sounds like a strain of weed.
Well, it was funny because that was just the working title. And so they were like, you know, you can write it about whatever you want. This is just a working title. I said, no, it's a challenge now. I'm going to write a song about a strawberry wizard. And I did.
Yes.
That's awesome.
I love it.
All right. Thank you guys again so much. And we'll have to get you back up in here soon. Friday, March 30th. Go to the Swiss in Tacoma. What's up, South End? Here's some Kyber Rocks. It's Metal Shop on the Rock.
Shame.
money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.